You know, there was this overlap of music that started to work its way through the Canadian fabric, and radio was, you know, in most places were very still conservative, and but in more aggressive centers like Montreal, Toronto, alternative radio stations were starting to come to the forefront and starting to actually make a dent in ratings. And so it was important for campus community stations to keep differentiating themselves. Why? Because there was the next explosion of music was happening, and there was no one going to play it. So that was vital for campus community radio to hinge in on that. And John was great at doing that. He was on top of things. He kept in the know about what was developing in the Canadian music front. And he brought those bands in and we played those bands. And sort of a really interesting byproduct of all that was that the bands felt good about it. You know, like they felt like, okay, we're not going to have too many listeners, but there's people listening. We've got a market. And some of these bands grew up, like Blue Rodeo grew out of that, right? And all kinds of like Change of Heart. And you can go on all these great bands that sort of wouldn't have maybe kept going if they didn't have a place to play their music. And we provided that. But more so, I mean, we talk about music and it was a big part of my life and it was a big part of radio at that time. But when you get into news and information, that's where, and in international politics and those kind of spaces were not filled at all at that time. CBC was doing a pretty good job of digging into certain things on a national level. But in terms of dialectic politics and social awakening, there was nothing. And so campus community radio really dug into that. You know, OPIRG at that time, Ontario Public Interest Research Group, for anyone who aren't aware of what that means, I didn't know what they were until I came to Guelph. And I didn't know a lot about, I was just becoming aware of a lot of social aspects of politics and the impact on labor. And these people were talking about it like with research behind them. And they brought Ralph Nader in to speak, you know, and Ralph Nader did an interview with us. And to me, it was just a proud moment when you do stuff like that, because people are going, wow, this is really engaging radio. They're learning something. I didn't know, you know, a whole lot about women's movement and women's rights and that of lesbians and the gay world. I had a lot of friends who were gay, but not the issue. We didn't talk about the issues that they were dealing with that we were very aware of today, but we weren't back then. And this is just before AIDS. So once AIDS came on the scene in 84, 85, my God, it was just catastrophic. And they needed to have a voice, and campus radio became that voice. And we stuck that right in pretty good time slots. We didn't hide it away in the night or in the morning. It was right at dinner time. And we really were pushing that. And I think campus community radio has to do that. And I think to this day, they still do. And that's really the mandate.